When traveling the highways and byways of Tomball and Houston and Austin and Dallas and Waco, San Antonio, traveling the highways and byways of Mexico, walking the storefronts in the Caribbean, or India, or China, or Pakistan, should travelers, when confronted by young beggars, should travelers give them money? Joining us now is the author of The Rat Boys of Karalabab. The author is Zulfikar Rashid, found by his namesake. Zulfikar, welcome to the WhatsApp Radio program.
Thank you, Terry. I'm glad to be here.
Is there anything a tourist can give to a begging child that would be considered helpful?
For a begging child, if you have to give something, a toy or a little treat, which hopefully not candy, these would be good things to give. But money is usually not a good thing to give, especially in the Southeast Asian countries, because in most cases, Terry, the children there are actually sent out on the streets to beg for money by, I would say, criminals who have these gangs, and they control these children very tightly. The money that you may give to them will not actually stay with the child.
So what you're saying, Zulfikar, is that for someone like me that's not really traveled much overseas, you know, I've been across the Mexican border and South Texas a couple of times, but I've never really traveled in foreign countries. If I went to the Caribbean and went to port and walked in the towns, if I did go on a mission trip to Mexico or Peru or even the Middle East, would I be surprised at the number of beggars, children begging on the street?
Yes, you would be. And especially as a foreigner, you will see them naturally attracted to you because you, as a foreigner, will be representative of somebody who has money to give, money to share. So they will actually flock to you.
Where do these children come from that are just on the street, whether they're there because mom and dad died and they're just there, or in the rings, criminally controlled rings? I believe you call them rat boys. Where do the kids come from, these children?
Various sources, various conditions that create these unfortunate situations. Sometimes the parents are very poor and uneducated. They don't have anything else. They can't work. They don't have jobs. So they have children, and the children then go out to beg, basically to make a living. Now, that's probably a low percentage. Then there is the other situation where, as you just mentioned, there are actually criminals that abduct children from the street, and they essentially enslave them and send them out to beg for money. The children have to come back in the evening, give the money to these criminals, and in return, the criminals give them a little piece of land, a little bit of space to sleep at night, and a little bit of food, and the next day the cycle continues.
So instead of the child finding a corner of the marketplace to shiver in the night's cold, some adult, some man, some criminal ring has seen them on the street, bought them from their parents, or flat out abducted them, taking them to another city. They give them, as you said, a little land, a little space to sleep in, maybe some safety, some comfort, a little portion of food, only to go back out on the street and beg and beg and beg again. What can Western people do, if anything, when they travel and they see these situations? If I traveled, what could I do? What can we do if we do travel?
If you do travel, again, as difficult as it may be, the best thing is first to not give money to these children, because that will help in some small way break that cycle a little bit, or at least put a crack in that cycle when the children don't get money. Hopefully, less children get abducted. But what you can do is, in most countries, there are some very, very good and honest non-governmental and governmental charity agencies. Seek them out. If you do want to give charity, which I am a big believer in charity, we should give charity, but we should give it in places where we know it's going to go and do good. So there are organizations in Pakistan like the EV Foundation, Angan. There's a couple of others that do very good work.
Whatever country you visit, whether it's in the Caribbean or Mexico or South America or in South Asia, seek out the legitimate organizations, the non-government organizations that work with specific children. We can't help everybody. And if you do help that beggar, whether it's on the corner in Austin, San Antonio, Dallas, Fort Worth, or Houston? Is it just enabling them to stay on the street, especially as an adult? Will it hurt the child? There is a reason our guest, Zulfikar Rashid, entitled his book, The Rat Boys. We'll ask him why the name Rat Boys after this quick timeout. And welcome back again to a discussion of beggars. Beggars on the street where we live, beggars in South Asia, whether it's Pakistan or India or China, Indonesia. Friends, when we travel, whether it's just to go to our own grocery store, are there beggars on the street and how should we help them? Zulfikar Rashid is with us. He lives in Southern California. He writes for many outlets there in Southern California. He's recently penned The Rat Boys of
Kuralabad,
The Rat Boys of Kuralabad by Zulfikar Rashid, found by his namesake. We have that linked at terrylowry.com. Zulfikar, welcome back.
Thank you, Terry.
Okay, The Rat Boys. Why the title Rat Boys? And be cognizant that a lot of drivers have their kids in the car. This is carpool time in Houston. We'll be as cognizant of the young kids in the car, but you need to hear this. Why the name Rat Boys?
I will try to be as sensitive as I can, but the practice is just such horrendous, so horrendous that it's difficult to simplify it. What happens is that in some shrines in the Southeast Asian countries, children are either abducted or left at the shrines, and they are essentially disfigured and maimed in the following way. Their heads are bound by leather strips or by metal caps when they are very young. As they grow old, their bodies grow normally. However, their heads remain shrunken. They remain small. So by the time they are 10, 11 years old, you get this very odd-looking creature, which is very much like a human being, except that the head is very small. And in proportion to the head, the nose, the eyes, the lips, the ears, they look very large. It gives you the sense that it's more like a rat than a human being. Rat Boys.
Now, are these children, some which are abducted, some which are just left at the shrines there in South Asia, are these kids purposefully disfigured to be used as older adolescents and young teens as beggars on the street for the adults that disfigured them?
That is absolutely correct. And when you run into a rat boy, which I have, and many people living in that part of the world have experienced this, you get very mixed emotions. You really look at this and you think about how could this have happened. You get a little bit of, I'm sorry to say, revulsion. You want to get away. And that's exactly the emotions that these people who disfigure them want to evoke so that you can give them money quickly and just go away. It's a very horrendous practice. The good thing is that there is more awareness is coming to this, and therefore there is less of these practices, but it still happens.
Rat Boys, friends, what can we do to stop the practice of the disfiguration? Zulfikar Rashid has been our guest. Get a copy of his book on his website at ZulfikarRashid.com. This has been a startling story of beggars on the street in other parts of the world. Zulfikar, thanks for being such a great guest.
Thank you very much, sir. Thank you for having me on your show.